On today's Locked On Thunder podcast, we're going to dive into a roster reset. Who's on this team right now ahead of training camp? We're also going to talk about what's next, the key dates for the NBA and the Thunder, and build out what I think could be the rotation for the Oklahoma City Thunder. The starters, the bench unit, who's going to be scrapping for minutes, all of that and more on today's Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your teams every day.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, Ryland Stiles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland underscore Stiles, at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-E-S. Follow the show on Twitter at L-O Thunder Pod. Email the show, L-O Thunder Pod at gmail.com. Call into the show, 405-362-7128. I am Ryland Stiles, the editor-in-chief over at ThunderousIntentions.com, your host right here on the Locked On Thunder podcast and media member for your Oklahoma City Thunder. On today's show, brought to you by Mondays on the Locked On NBA podcast, we're going to dive into the Thunder roster reset, what is next for this Thunder roster, building out a rotation, and mapping out the start to this season for the NBA and for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if you're just now catching up with Thunder news a week out from training camp, welcome back. And also, let's run through the roster, where it sits, where it needs to be. The roster goes as follows. Again, this is brought to you by Mondays on the Locked On NBA podcast. Start your week with the latest NBA news and game recaps on the Locked On NBA podcast. Josh Lloyd, host of the number one fantasy basketball podcast in the world, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, takes you around the NBA major headlines with help of our local experts. Follow Locked On NBA podcast today, wherever your podcast from. I was on the Locked On NBA podcast on Monday. Talk with Josh Lloyd about why you should watch the Thunder. So go check that out as well. So here's the roster. Of course, SGA with his new max deal. He's 23 years old from Kentucky, the point guard brought over in the Paul George trade. Lou Dort, guard from Arizona State, 23 years old, on a bargain contract, and of course was a once two-way player, now is one of the best players defensively in the NBA. Darius Bazley, forward, New Balance intern, and he's 21 years old, of course, drafted by the Thunder in 2019. Poku, the guard from Serbia, forward guard, same difference for Poku. He's a man of mystery, 19 years old, drafted in 2020. Derek Favors, the center from Georgia Tech, 31 years old. He was traded for from the Utah Jazz this offseason. Théo Maledon, guard from France, is 20 years old, drafted last year as well in the second round for the 2020 draft. Isaiah Roby, forward from Nebraska. He's 23 years old, was traded for now with the Justin Patton trade with the Dallas Mavericks 2 years ago before the pandemic. Kendrick Williams, forward TCU, 26 years old, was traded for in the Steven Adams deal last offseason. Ty Jerome, guard Virginia, 24 years old, was traded for in the Chris Paul deal to the Phoenix Suns. Vit Krejci, the Chet guard, he's 21 years old. The Thunder traded for him on draft night 2020. Gave away their pick. They traded for Vit Krejci with that trade. Also took on Admiral Schofield and dumped his money, ate his contract to have the right to have Vit Krejci. Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, the Nova forward, 20 years old. He is brought to us via the draft day trade in 2021. Traded up to get him and draft him in this year's draft class. Trey Mann, drafted with the pick 18 overall from Florida, 20 years old. The guard from Florida, that's just a brilliant shot creator. Josh Giddey, what this last season was all about, getting that top pick, and he was selected pick 6 from Australia, 18 years old, guard Josh Giddey, TikTok star, elite playmaker. Mike Muscala was re-signed, of course, acquisitioned whenever Sam Presti flew to Minnesota, but he was re-signed this offseason, Mike Muscala, the center, 30 years old from Bucknell. Gabriel Deck, the Argentinian forward, 26 years old, brought in last year for those 10 games, and is still on the roster right now. Charlie Brown Jr., St. Joseph guard, 24 years old on a non-guaranteed deal that can be voided at any time. And then the Thunder have two brand new two-way deals. Paul Watson Jr., Fresno State guard slash forward, two-way, 26 years old. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland forward, two-way, 22 years old, selected 55th overall in the 2021 NBA draft. So that's the Thunder roster. Currently, the roster, as you just heard, is at 18 players. So the Thunder will add two more players, 19 and 20, before next week's training camp, because in the offseason, you can carry up to 20 players. There's no real point not to carry 20 players because signing them to training camp deals means nothing in terms of the ability to waive them. So you might as well fill up those two training camp spots and have at least another body there in the facilities to work out with and train with, and then another body for the preseason. Maybe you can cycle guys in, get guys rest, and not kind of overload their work minutes. So they'll bring in two more guys. Who those guys are, we don't know yet, but they're going to bring in two more guys to make their roster at 20. Now, at that point, when training camp is over and the preseason ends, before October 20th, whenever the league starts for the Thunder, before October 19th, when the league starts for the actual NBA, the Thunder need to get down to 17 players whenever you count the two ways. Obviously, they're not going to keep their training camp deals, most likely. So those two easy candidates. And then, of course, Charlie Brown Jr. He is on a non-guaranteed deal. He's the easiest player to waive. You waive him, you waive the two future training camp deals, and you're down to 17 and all is well in terms of the NBA rules. So that's the most likely outcome for this roster. Now, if you're Charlie Brown Jr. or these other two guys that we don't know about yet, you're going to training camp trying to earn your spot and force them to make a different decision. There's other avenues to go with this. You know, Gabriel Deck's deal, it does not have a ton of guarantees in the back end. In fact, it has no guarantees in the back end, so you can eat his money right now, and then he's off the books as soon as this year's over. Partially guaranteed deal there for Gabriel Deck. Other than him, though, him and Charlie Brown are the players on those kind of waivable deals. No one else makes a ton of sense to waive. So it will be an uphill battle for Charlie Brown Jr. and the two guys we don't know about yet to make this roster. It is possible, but an uphill battle for sure. And we are no strangers to training camp darlings. Remember last year, we had a ton of them. Frank Jackson being the most prominent one, who had the most fulfilling NBA career to this point. Everyone was in love with Frank Jackson, wanted to keep him over Isaiah Roby. He went on to have a very nice season in Detroit. Omer Yurtseven was a player who I got DM'd about every single day during training camp last year. Just every single day. And now he's finally back in the NBA with the Miami Heat on, I believe, a two-way deal or maybe a lightly non-guaranteed deal with the Heat. He'll be playing there this year. Another one was Emeril Schofield last year, who did not make the club and then was a first overall pick in the G League draft. And then TJ Leaf was like just a recognizable name. I don't think anyone really fell in love with TJ Leaf, but he was at least a name that we recognized, so he popped off the page in training camp. So it's going to happen again. They're going to sign two more guys who you're going to talk yourself into while we can't actually see basketball, or they might even have a great preseason game where you're like, oh, they could be something. And then ultimately, it's going to go the way we just laid out there because it's kind of predictable. The roster just is structured to where it's going to be very predictable what happens this year for the whole numbers game of it all. Now, what's not predictable so far is the rotation. Because while this team is projected to be last in the NBA, projected to be a bottom three team by odds makers, by prognosticators, by everybody, they do have a ton of interesting pieces that really, there's not enough minutes to go around for all of them because it's kind of like trying to pick out the pecking order of who you should try to progress and who you project to be better long-term, because a lot of those names sound interesting to certain people, and you all have your favorites, right? I mean, obviously SGA is your favorite, Poku's your favorite, Dort's your favorite, but like past that, then you start serving fans and there's a ton of different answers for who should be getting more minutes than whoever is opposed to them. So there's Ty Jerome stands. Well, there's also Tail Maldon stands. So it's like, who do you value in that battle, so to say? And so it creates an interesting decision when trying to think out and map out the Thunder rotation, which we'll try to do coming up on the other side. Also, we'll talk about the scheduling for the NBA in the Thunder, when it all starts, what key dates are there for you to pay attention to, and then also the podcast schedule, what's coming up on the Locked On Thunder podcast, all of that. And more is coming up. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Rylan_Styles, at RYLAN_STILES. The show is on Twitter at LOThunderPod. Email the show if you don't have Twitter, LOThunderPod@gmail.com. I want to tell you right now about our good friends over at Sweatblock. It's doctor created, doctor recommended. It works up to 7 days per use. A dry shirt guaranteed. If Sweatblock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. Featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters. Bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years. Over 13,000 reviews, and currently, right this moment, that's what current means. Currently number one in Amazon antiperspirant category. It's manufactured in the USA. It is your tiny little secret to a massive amount of confidence, because you can wear what you want and you can feel good without all that sweat. Listen, it's September 19th, and there's 100-degree weather outside. Still to this day, if you're in Oklahoma, you need Sweatblock. This is a must-have for everyone's toiletry bag, whether it's a big presentation, a hot date, a podcast, a broadcast, anything of the sort, just hanging out around town. Everyone can benefit from Sweatblock. Make sure that you go and check out Sweatblock right now. You can go to sweatblock.com and use the code LOCKEDON for 20% off. Sweatblock.com, use the code LOCKEDON for 20% off. Also, it's found on Amazon and also at your local CVS. So always go check out Sweatblock and get yourself some Sweatblock. I want to tell you right now about DirecTV. DirecTV Stream is incredible. Does this sound familiar to you? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that is your stream, your favorite show's device, another that lets you watch sport highlights, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for all the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you right now, a simple way to get all the entertainment you have and you love without the hassle. And a great way is to finally get your TV together. And you do that by getting DirecTV Stream. It brings your TV on demand closer and together like never before. If you watch your favorite shows, sports, movies in one place, it's at DirecTVStream.com. That means no more juggling remotes, no more buying extra devices. It is the very best and absolute streaming service, DirecTVStream.com, with no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion whenever you get your TV together with DirecTVStream.com. TV together at DirecTVStream.com. That's DirecTV.com. DirecTVStream.com. Compatible devices required. Content varies by package. We're back on the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. Also, hopped on Locked On NBA on Monday, hopped on Locked On Mavericks on Monday as well to talk about Moses Brown and also the future of the Thunder. Fun podcast over there, fun podcast right here. Now, let's build out this Thunder rotation. Let's start with the starters. SGA is a lock. You have to start your max contract player, your borderline all-star. That's not revolutionary. I would say Lu Dort is a lock this year because of his incredible defense, his shooting progression from last year, and he just simply earned it. So that's two locks out of five. For my money, Derek Favors, as long as he's here, which might be a short time, but Derek Favors deserves to start as well at that center spot. So that's three out of your five gone in a snap. Now, I think that Derek Favors is a very valuable player. I think that he's a player that contenders will desperately need as the season wears on. Look, you never hope for injuries. You hope that we can go from September 20th all the way through the end of May and the end of June with no injuries. But the bottom line is, that's not how the world works, and that's not how the league works. So you're going to need to fill some holes in your roster, and especially if you have holes down low. Derek Favors does a great job of doing that, especially in his contract. So it doesn't feel as though he'll be here long-term for Oklahoma City by any means, or even for the whole season. He takes away three spots on the starting five, though. SGA, Dort, Favors. You got two left to play with. To me, all of last season was about your top overall pick. And your top overall pick lands at six instead of one, and it's Josh Giddey. I see no reason not to start Josh Giddey from day one. Not only is he your prized possession of last year's draft, not only is he the guy that you have to nail. If you did not nail your sixth overall pick, this thing takes a massive step back. This whole rebuild takes a massive step back if you did not hit your number six overall pick. So you might as well start him right now. And then also, he said himself, I've never played with another guard before, much less a guard the caliber of SGA. So I want them to get as much time as humanly possible to gel together, see what works, see what doesn't work, see how to play off of each other. Because for this, to be a success, They're going to play next to each other for a very, very, very long time. So that's 4 out of 5. And we have not gotten to Darius Baisley. We have not gotten to Alexei Pokuševski. We have not gotten to the two others, right? Those are the two leftovers in terms of the contenders to start. To me, look, you know I'm a big Darius Baisley believer. If you've listened to this podcast before, I created the whole nickname Building Block Baisley. I'm a big believer in Darius Baisley. I think that he provides exactly what Mark and Sam Presti have talked about doing for the entire run of those two. He's a versatile forward that can rebound, and off that rebound can play make, ball handle, set up the offense, facilitate the offense, push the pace. He's a good defender. He just needs to knock down more shots. And I believe that that will come in a more normal season, in a season where he knows a lot about his NBA career will be defined by. I'm a big believer in Baisley. I also understand the Poku mania, and I know from watching every game of Poku last year, including the bubble in the G League, it's not an NBA Twitter meme if you've actually watched him. Well, he's a funny, interesting guy. He's a genuinely good basketball player. And Sam Presti targeted him, and he was the lone player who we found out, hey, Sam loves this guy, and he'll do whatever it takes to get him. There's reports this year about James Bouknight, and Sam Presti could have taken James Bouknight and did not. But there's reports for the last 2 months leading into the 2020 draft about Sam loving Poku, and Sam not only drafted him, but at the sheer thought, at the sheer sign that the Mavericks maybe will trade up or maybe will take Poku, Sam immediately jumps up and trades up for him. Now, Poku would not have fit that Mavericks team. I mean, at the time, you had Rick Carlisle, who does not play rookies, does not like rookies, and you have a rookie here, and Poku is going to mess up a ton. It's a wasted roster spot for the Mavericks last year. And I don't buy for a second the Mavericks would have taken Poku. It was a great job by them to bait the Thunder to trading up for Poku. The Thunder obliged because they wanted Poku that bad and believed him that bad. And they really believe he can be something special. So you do want him to get a ton of developmental minutes. But when it comes to whose name the PA announcer says to start the game and who gets to run through the the starting lineup line, to me, I go Baisley. And this is all armchair quarterback. This is all sitting back and not knowing the inside info that the coaches know, right? Mark knows what kind of guy Baisley is. Sam knows as well. Infinity more times than I know. But from the outside looking in, it appears as though Poku has unprecedented confidence that there's not a single thing anybody can say or do to Poku to knock his confidence even one iota, for better or worse. And from the outside looking in, it seems as though Baisley does not have that unshakable confidence. And so part of the starting lineup and part of your rotations is relationship-based. It's putting guys in great spots to thrive. Face value, emotionless 2K basketball, right? If I'm setting up my 2K franchise, and I'm strictly worried about overall ratings, and I'm strictly worried about how to progress players, I'm going to start Pokuševski. Because I believe in his potential. I believe that if he hits his ceiling, and if Baisley hits Baisley's ceiling, of those two ceilings, Poku is infinity times higher. That's no knock on Baisley. I love the guy. But if a seven-footer hits his ceiling as a shooter, as a playmaker, as a passer, as a ball handler, that's unicorn stuff. That's stuff that you don't see every day. That's stuff that you strive to one day have in the NBA. So Poku just, again, strictly basketball-wise, should start, in my opinion. But I do think that when you play the emotion game and you play the relationship game, you got to go Baisley there because I don't know how Baisley reacts to coming off the bench. And you don't want to lose or shake Baisley's confidence, especially to start the year. Because you start the year with bad confidence on off of a year where you had a down year, and you know it and everyone else knows it. Then you start to press. Then you just have to do too much. And then you have a bad start to the year. So now, the last calendar year, played bad basketball, and then it just spirals a little bit to where I think there's no harm in allowing the PA announcer to say Darius Baisley's name to start the game and then playing him comparable minutes with Poku, and they play pretty much the same amount. I think that overall we do a little bit too much focus on the starters because it's a fun event for the fans that go to the game. Ultimately, it matters who closes games and it matters their minutes played. And I think that you can start Baisley, keep that Baisley confidence high while also playing Poku plenty. We'll talk about this bench unit and more coming up, but first, I want to say right now, my good friends over at Sleeper App. The Sleeper App is a fantasy sports app. So this is what you need to know. In 2018, the fantasy sports experts at Sleeper realized that fantasy basketball was broken. Games were being won and lost based on whose players had more scheduled games that week. It made no sense and required very little strategy. So, in 2020, Sleeper released a brand new way to play fantasy basketball. It's called Game Picks, and it's only available on the Sleeper app. It is incredible. It's a brand new way to play fantasy basketball. It's only available on Sleeper app. In Game Pick, owners pick a single game per week for each starter to count towards their team's total score, ensuring an even number of games played between opponents. The days of losing because your opponent player simply played more scheduled games than you are over. The days of mindless daily busy work are over. The days of giving up halfway through the season because of that busy work is also over. In Game Picks, you can pick one game per week, each player based on player matchups, home versus away, opponent's defensive rating, pace of play, and so much more. All of that adds up to more strategy and less busy work. Whether you prefer redraft, keeper leagues, or dynasty leagues, Game Picks has you covered. Sleeper cracked the fantasy basketball code. If you play fantasy football, you prefer building out a weekly strategy versus daily busy work, you're going to love Game Picks. Download the Sleeper app and start a league with your friends today. You will not be disappointed. Sleeper is one of a kind game pick and the most strategy basketball fantasy experience in the entire industry. So right now, go download the Sleeper app and get started today with a league of your own. I'm going to tell you right now, my good friends over at Theragun. Theragun is awesome because it does not allow you to let this daily stress of life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me who needs to put on blue light glasses just to record a podcast and withstand the screen time, make it through the day tension free. Theragun can help. Theragun is a handheld percussion therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun does not just feel good. It gets to the source of your pain by releasing tension using Theragun Signature Percussive Therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat your muscle tension from working out, an injury, or just the stress of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design make you feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their website or even check out the Theragun app and learn from your behaviors and learn suggested guided meditations and routes with the Theragun app. Theragun is trusted by 215 professional sports teams like Real Madrid, and athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Mary Shapova, and hundreds and thousands of customers just like you. Also, one of those customers is Locked On Nuggets / Locked On NBA host for Locked On NBA Fridays, Adam Moraz. Adam Moraz, he once said on the Locked On NBA podcast, if there was a fire in his house, folks, if Adam Moraz, Locked On NBA, Locked On Nuggets host, had a fire in his house, after ensuring his kids, his pets, his wife was okay and safe, he would grab his Theragun as his one item. So, that's a great recommendation. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at $199. Get Theragun.com/lockedon right now. Theragun.com/lockedon. Also, whenever this podcast is over, go check out Locked On Bets. Locked On Bets is on a hot streak right now. Betting on sports no longer has to be a guessing game with Locked On Bets, and you will not want to miss Locked On Bets because Locked On Bets has hit 62.6% of their picks over the last 7 weeks. Over the last 7 weeks, folks, 62.6% of their picks. Go check out Locked On Bets. They're going to win you some money. Let's finish out building the Thunder rotation. Now, we have the starters. The bench unit also, of course, has one foundational piece because Poku lost out in the starting matchup with Baisley. He's obviously a bench player. Tao Maledon, second-year guard, I think, is also your sixth man. So you have Poku, Tao, sixth-man bench kind of guys. Now, you have three spots remaining. For me, I go Ty Jerome. I think his progression, his upside is real, especially as a playmaker and a shooter. So I like Ty Jerome. So I have Tao Maledon, Ty Jerome, Poku. That's my 1, 2, and 3. Down low is where I think it's most interesting. I think Kenny Hustle is a great leader in the locker room and you want to play him minutes, so you put Kenny Hustle at 4. Now, who's the center, though? The center can go a multitude of ways. Mike Muscala gets re-signed, but I don't believe that he'll have a ton of minutes being played this year. I think that we're going to see him closer to what he was that latter half of the season than the starting half of the season. Could be very wrong there. I love Jeremiah Robinson-Earl as a small ball 5, and I believe that's why the Thunder drafted him. But Isaiah Roby, Roby Island over here, already has the upper edge of being in the system for a year and playing that same role for a year. So to start the year, at the 5, I'm going to go Roby. So to start the year, October 20th, I would believe the rotation will go SGA, Dort, Giddey, Baisley, Favors, Maledon, Jerome, Poku, Williams, Roby. Your third stringers. I think that you 5 minutes for Jeremiah Robinson-Earl right out of the gates. He's a NBA-ready player. Just do the right things, not be flashy, not be incredible, but just do the right things. Gabriel Deck, I mean, where else are you going to put him if you're not going to put him with NBA minutes? Mike Muscala, sure. And then you run into the issue of how do you find spot minutes for Trey Mann, who I think is going to be a very good shooter and a good playmaker, but might not be NBA ready just yet. Vitt, who's coming off an ACL injury. And then your two-way guys, Paul Watson Jr. and Aaron Wiggins. I would think that Mann, Vitt, Watson Jr., and Wiggins will play most of their time in the G League to start the year, and then later on in the season will play with the Thunder. But you want to work in Trey Mann to the NBA for sure. The other three, you know, take it or leave it. But it's hard. It's a tough decision because do you then, for Trey Mann specifically, he's a guard and he's really a guy that can only play guard. So do you take away minutes from Tao Maledon or Ty Jerome? Do you run 3 guard lineups where you have Tao, Jerome, Mann, Poku, and then either Williams or Roby at the 5 or JRE at the 5? How are you going to mix and match your way to find those spot minutes for Trey Mann? And then I believe the cuts will be made for the Thunder roster, Charlie Brown Jr., and then the 2 guys that are unnamed right now who will get brought in for training camp. And then you hope that those guys will go to the Blue and start formulating that Oklahoma City Blue roster. From what I'm hearing from sources, the Thunder still want Josh Hall to be a part of the G League team and the training camp roster, but Josh Hall has already had 5 different workouts at least with NBA squads, and there's a lot of NBA interest in him, so they might not return to Oklahoma City just to be reside to the Blue, long-term because there's no two-way spots available. So it'll be fascinating next week whenever we get the training camp roster, who's all actually on training camp rosters around the league and also with the Thunder. The schedule for the NBA, speaking of that, media days will take place. I think some are starting this week for some reason. I'm not sure when they're all going to start. Like, no teams, I don't think, have announced like their official dates. But just know it can happen anytime because all you have to do is get it done by, you know, September 28th at start of training camp. So teams can have it whenever they feel like having it, like as long as it's done by the 28th, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll be sometime. It'll just wait and see whenever it pops up. Preseason starts on October the 3rd for the NBA. It'll be a fun Sunday matinee action between the Nets and the Lakers, which will be like maybe probably the highest rated preseason game ever if people aren't preoccupied with football. And then for the Thunder, it'll start October 4th. Now, again, training camp almost the 28th. The preseason starts on the October 4th. Regular season for the NBA as a whole is October 19th. It's again, it's that 2-day, it's that 2-game, 1-day special event. The Thunder start on the 20th. Of October. Coming up on this podcast, we'll talk about the grading of the offseason for the NBA teams and the Thunder itself, expectations for this season, Josh Giddey's TikTok live stream, which I transcribed on Twitter and have already created content about. We'll do it on this podcast as well, and so much more. We're getting so close to prediction time and like actual things happening with training camp and preseason and the regular season. So subscribe anywhere you get your podcast from. Totally free to subscribe and follow along this podcast. And so you never miss an episode. It's every single day. Locked On Thunder on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am Ryland Styles. Go check out thunderousintentions.com. Go check me out on Twitter at Ryland_Styles, at RYLAN_STILES. Email the show, lothunderpod@gmail.com. And also, let me know your rotations for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Until next time, be good, and be good to one another.